Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Yes, set me on fire. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Happy Friday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life and moving you to glory, to glory, to glory, higher level. In our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our daily fire topic is miracles are in the air today. Miracles are in the air today. Don't you feel them? Don't you sense them, brothers and sisters? Aren't you expecting them? And we are in the books of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 6 through 12, and Hebrews 13, verse 8. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me so you don't miss the fire. You can call in at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. What is it? FEELDFIRE.com. But your best bet is to follow the Daily Fire podcast. So the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then it's available to you all day. You can open that text at any time, on your break, on your lunch, on your ride home, on your ride to work, and listen to this. You can forward that text to your family and friends to encourage and bless someone else's soul, and you can even go back to it, you know, days later and re-listen to it again to re-encourage your own soul. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. Let's get into this word. I'm in Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. Reading from the KJV. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts, and all nations, glory, shall call ye blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Ooh, praise the Lord for his word. Come on and say thank you, Jesus, wherever you are right now. What is our topic? Say it with me aloud. Miracles are in the air today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as in the days of old, he worked miracles, he desires to work miracles in you and in me today. On yesterday, he worked a miracle for you because he woke you up when someone else didn't awaken. He kept you in your right mind when someone else was in a vegetative state. He allowed you to be able to eat, whether you ate at McDonald's or whether you ate caviar. He allowed you to have shelter, whether you're in a boarding home, whether you're in an assisted living, whether you're in an apartment, condo, or whether you live in a mansion. Glory. He allowed you then to wake up again today, giving you another 24 hours to receive the blessings and miracles that he has on for you. On today, he worked miracles, and every day and forevermore, he desires to keep on blessing us. Miracles are in the air today. Now, for those of you who've been following me on doing this podcast, you know that God gives me a new teaching every morning. I don't prepare it the night before. Sometimes I don't even know until 6:45 a.m. what I'm going to teach you at 7. And so this morning when I got up, I sought the Lord, what is my topic for today? And he told me miracles are in the air today. And I was just already on cloud 9 because God had been doing so many great things for me just in these past few days. And so I had a scripture in mind. But then God told me, no, go here. And I said, wait now, Lord, you're talking about miracles. I got some great, you know, exhortation type scriptures. I got some great word that will just get people all fired up. I got some great things I can say. But God said, no, I need you to go here because I need for people to understand how to bring miracles from just in the air into their own personal lives. I need them to understand that I am not a Santa Claus God. I am not a genie, rub my belly, get 3 wishes God, but I am a God of laws and ordinances. I am a God of rules, and that if they will follow my laws, if they will follow my rules, if they will abide under the grace of Christ, staying within my word, I must do what I said I would do. This is what it means by I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what it means by Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That changes not. I am my word, and my word changes not. If they will get into the promises there, it will unlock the miracles. They won't have to just say, let me name it and claim it. They won't have to be envious of what's happening in someone else's life. My word is me. Glory. And that's why I change not. In Malachi 3:6-12 that I read to you, God began to give us or he gave us, not just began, but gave us some of the rules that will bring about miracles into our lives, he said, you have been robbing me. And when the people, you know, kind of shocked, ask for clarification, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithe and an offering. Because if you will bring the tithe into my storehouse, that means into church, wherever you're going, if you will tithe is 10% of your income, he said, then I can't help but open the windows of heaven and bless you, so much so that there is not enough room. And not only will I open the windows, but I'll rebuke the devourer. I won't let Satan have the ultimate victory over you, and then everyone shall see it, because he said, the nations shall call you blessed. The nations shall call you blessed. How can they call you blessed unless they see blessings in your life? You shall be a delightsome land, a happy land, a joyous land. You will have peace, and you will be able to praise me if you will bring tithe and offering. Some of you are saying, oh, 10%. Evangelist Rossi, that sounds like a lot. And you are right. I mean, it is a lot if you've never done it. But if you want to be truthful, all God is asking for is 10 cents of every dollar you make. 10 cents. You spend more than that at Krispy Kreme, Starbucks, and Dunkin' Donuts. 10 cents of every dollar is all he's asking. Now understand, I haven't always been a tither. I've been saved over 20 years, and I was a faithful tither. Then sometimes I'd find myself slacking off. But I made a commitment many, many years ago that I was going to put first things first. And tithing is first things first. And 5 years ago when I opened my law office, and, you know, I had money going in, but then I was struggling because I was helping so many people for free or almost pro bono, because that was just my heart. You know, it's like, oh, my God. But I can tell you that, you know, I'm at the point where, yes, I'm paying, I'll just say, over thousands and thousands of dollars in tithe, which means the only way I could be paying thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in tithe is that God blessed and gave the increase, because it's 10%. It's 10 cents of every dollar. Miracles are in the air for you when you will do what God said. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If you want to see miracles come into your life, because they're all around you, angels are all around you waiting to deliver the blessings of God, you must humble yourself. You must pray. You must seek God's face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then he is bound. He is duty bound. He is required to hear you from heaven, to forgive your sin, glory, and heal your land, heal your body, heal your mind, heal your career, heal your finances, heal your marriage, heal your children, heal your relationships. Miracles are in the air because God is a God of order, and if we will abide in that order, God must do what he said he would do. Oh, glory to his name. There have been so many things he's done this week. And the cause is only 15 minutes. I don't even have the time to. But I will tell you that I shared with you earlier this week, my mother was medevaced for a heart attack. But here we are on Friday, and the doctors have said, oh, my God, that was a misdiagnosis. It was something else going on that was a simple thing that just caused her heart to experience this pain, but it wasn't a heart attack, and she'll be coming home. Miracles are in the air. do what he said he'd do, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Let's get ready to go into prayer. You ought to be praising him right now, because I'm showing you how to bring forth miracles. Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, our souls magnify you. We glorify you, because all around, wherever we are right now, miracles are in the air. Blessings are in the air. Growth and release are in the air. Father, joy, unspeakable joy and strength, they are in the air. Angels of God all around us, loving us and protecting us. The Holy Spirit all within us, covering us and just telling us how much you love us, how much you desire to bless us. You still want to do miracles, because you're the same God that did miracles way back when, the same God who performed miracles yesterday, the same God who's doing a miracle right now, and you're just waiting on us to get in alignment, to tithe and to give offering, waiting on us to pray, to humble ourselves, to seek you and turn from our wicked ways, because you have a contract with us. Glory. And when we do our part, you cannot breach. Glory. Now, Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for everyone listening. Father, I thank you because your promise is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, that's the miracles you have for us. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We are them that love you. So our eyes can't even visualize. Our ears have never even been able to hear. Our hearts cannot conceptualize the extent of the miracles you want to do for us right now. So we say, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Do miracles, Father. Bring them to fruition in their lives naturally. All of the goodness that you have is your hands grasped spiritually. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke being broke or bankrupt. We rebuke, Father, backsliding and sin. But we commit our ways to you, and we will abide. Glory. And by your word. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Say, miracles are in the air for me today. Say it again. I'm going to do the altar call, and then I'll end with your task. For those of you, glory, who are not saved or who are backslidden, you turned away from God. Or for those of you who know that you do not tithe, glory, or if you do tithe, you don't tithe faithfully. For those of you who don't have a church home and you're not sending your tithe anywhere, glory. For those of you who are arrogant, you have not humbled yourself. For those of you who don't have a prayer life, am I hitting you? Or you know that you haven't been seeking God the way you should, repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Glory. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will start tithing. Now, Lord, I confess that I am a faithful tither. Help me, Lord, where I'm weak in tithing and offering. Now, Lord, I confess that I will humble myself, seek your face, pray, and turn from my wicked ways. And now, Lord, I look to see you fulfill your part of the contract. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everybody say miracles. are in the air for me today. Listen, today is Friday. Make sure you go to church this weekend. I don't care if you go to church on Saturday or Sunday. We're not going to argue about petty things. Just make sure you take your children, your household, to the house of the Lord. If you're in Miami, you have nowhere to go, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, Miami. If you couldn't write that down, the address is on my website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Everybody, make sure you not only go to church, but you invite somebody or take someone to church. And today and this week, you pay tithe if you know, if you've gotten paid. For those of you who have never been tithing or haven't been faithful, pay something on tithe. Sometimes you got to work yourself up to it. But I want you to step out on faith, and I want you to give offerings. No more dollar offerings, $5 offerings, unless that's what you only what you can afford. But if you can afford more, get to the point of trying to give $20, $30, you know, $40, or for those who can afford more. For those who can't, there is no judgment. Give what you can afford. But I need you from this day forward to be consistent in doing what God has told you. Because then he must do what he promised he'd do. Miracles are in the air for you today. Will you be the one who brings them into the natural fruition in your life? I'll see you on Monday.
Woo. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar.